This is Long Story Short from the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. I'm Ebong Udama. In Connecticut, SNAP benefits vanished faster than officials expected.
I think folks were surprised to see that the numbers appear to be showing nearly 63,000 adults and children who had been receiving SNAP no longer are.
That's Keith Paniff, the Connecticut Mirror's state budget reporter. He's done a deep dive into a report that finds nearly 63,000 Connecticut residents have lost access to SNAP benefits in the year since Congress passed the Republicans' One Big Beautiful Bill, double what state officials had projected. More to come after this.
From Greenwich to Groton, Massapequa to Montauk, and everywhere in between, the WSHU podcast After All Things has got you covered with news and culture from Connecticut and Long Island in less than 15 minutes. Hosted by me, Sabrina Garone. So from Fire Island to Fairfield and West Hampton to Westport, listen to After All Things weeknights wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Keith. You've investigated this study released by New Haven-based Connecticut Voices for Children that finds Connecticut underestimated the impact of federal cutbacks to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, under the Republicans' One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Was that a surprise?
Well, there were some big surprises in it. I think everybody knew that we were going to be seeing some serious erosion of our SNAP participants. I think folks were surprised to see that the numbers appear to be showing nearly 63,000 adults and children who had been receiving SNAP no longer are, basically over the last year, over the first year of what some folks call OBA, or the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. And that's a very significant number. When you consider that these are all households that are living pretty much at the poverty level.
Okay. Now, I went to New Haven a few weeks ago, and Governor Lamont launched a one-time $300 SNAP benefit card program. Is that enough? Does that fill the gap?
Well, let's break down quickly what the state has done. The short answer is no. And you're correct. The governor did give out, using funds from past state budget surpluses in accordance with the parameters set up by the state legislature, we distributed $300 grocery store gift cards to an estimated 25,000 residents. So that's not even half the amount we're now talking about who have lost SNAP. And I should have also clarified, there are different changes in rules. There are changes in work requirements that have pushed these folks off SNAP. The problem is a lot of these people are deemed unemployable. It could be because of mental illness or other types of disabling conditions. But in answer to your question, we know how much $300 goes for a family, and this is something that was designed to perhaps help tie these families over until the state legislature can decide if it wants to do more. The next legislative session doesn't even begin until January. So $300 to get you through 6 to 7 months, that's $50 a month if you want to break it down, or 40 if you consider 7 months. The only other funds that we've done, we've put about $24 million into food share and food banks. And please don't take this as a criticism of that network at all. But it's important to note that the president of food share, Jason Jakubowski, has said the network of food banks and food pantries can solve roughly 1/8 of the problem.
Wow.
When a subset of the population loses SNAP.
How much does this help them? You know, the $24 million. How does that help them replace the federal money that they lost?
That's what I'm saying. It probably only helps them with about 1/8 of the problem. Let me give you an example in like a small community, a town like Eastford. lower-income community in northeastern Connecticut, rural. The town does operate a food bank in connection with a local church. They have regular hours 2 days a month. So even if their supplies are good, there's only two times a month when you can get down there. Now you can call them and see if you can make a special appointment. We heard stories all this summer from food pantries in larger communities like New Haven, where they would open them and within a couple hours they'd have to close them with a line still going out the door because they've exhausted their supplies. Food banks and food pantries can solve a fraction and not even close to one half of the problem of what happens when a population loses this. Ultimately, the legislature is going to have to decide, do they want to have a state-funded benefit, or are we going to see a large portion of the population become what they call food insecure?
And it goes beyond that, because you spoke with Fred Costanson, the economist at UConn, and he says the state economy is actually affected by this. This is a part of this, the what makes Connecticut work. Could you just explain that?
I could explain it best by saying, unfortunately, poor households in Connecticut really can't save any money because they're living paycheck to paycheck. Any financial assistance that you give them, they turn around and recirculate right back into the economy. Most economists, and Fred agrees with this, estimates that for every dollar of SNAP benefits that gets spent, it triggers about $1.50 in economic activity. It all goes right back into the economy. The family can't save it. They end up having to spend it. So that's going to translate, he said, ultimately into, hundreds of job losses, because we're talking about 155 million in SNAP benefits that won't be circulating in the economy. On top of that, because of changes ordered by Congress and President Trump, the SNAP program, which the federal government chiefly funds, but states administer, Connecticut state government's cost of that will go up about $130 million. That's money that'll come out of the state budget that could have gone into other programs. There's no getting around it. Next legislative session, the winner of the gubernatorial election and the General Assembly are really going to have a hard conversation, and they're going to have to look at, do we want to create a state-funded benefit to help cover the folks who were pushed out of SNAP benefits?
Wow. Okay, so that's the stark reality we have to deal with, and it will have to be dealt with in the next legislative session.
I would agree.
Okay, thank you so much, Keith.
Thank you.
Long Story Short is hosted by me, Ebon Udana, and produced by Molly Ingram. Harriet Jones is our editor. WSHU's Alicia Daddario and the Connecticut Mirror's Gabby DeBenedictis are our digital team. This podcast is a collaboration between the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. We go behind the scenes at the home of public policy journalism in Connecticut. More can be found online at ctmirror.org and wshu.org. Our episodes can be found wherever you get your podcasts.